Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today, the only show that sits at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practice, with your host today, Matthew Cummings. Hey, Matthew.
We have a great show on tap this afternoon focused on mobile marketing, and our guest today is Bob Bentz. Bob is the author of Relevance Raises Response, How to Engage and Acquire with Mobile Marketing. He's also president of mobile first digital agency Purple Gator, and I love that name, based in Philadelphia, which boasts an impressive client list, including O'Reilly Auto Parts, Papa John's, Huntington Learning Center, Penn Medicine, and Baylor University. Bob is a proud graduate of West Virginia University, and in addition to being an author and agency president, he's also an adjunct at the University of Denver. And this is the exciting part. Later this year, Bob will join the WVU instructor team to teach the mobile marketing course in our Integrated Marketing Communications Master's program. It's my pleasure to welcome you today, Bob. Thanks for taking the time to join us this afternoon. Let's get started at the beginning, I guess. You know, this can all be very exciting. We talk about mobile, but it can also be overwhelming. If a business owner or entrepreneur is listening today and they know that they need to start and get involved in mobile, where should they begin?
You know, there's a real tsunami of traffic that's moving from desktop to mobile. And I like to say that your website is always your best salesperson. It's your quarterback. It's your starting pitcher. If I were to get started in mobile marketing and I hadn't done anything thus far, the first thing I would do is to make sure that my website has a great user experience for those people that are on mobile devices, both tablets and watches, as well as typical smartphones. You know, when we got started in designing mobile websites, there actually was a different website that you used for mobile traffic than you did for desktop traffic. But that was back when, you know, only 10 to 20% of all traffic went to the web via mobile. And today, we're at over 57% of all web traffic that emanates from a mobile device, according to BrightEdge. That's 68% more traffic that was coming just 18 months ago. There really is a huge amount of business moving from desktop to mobile. Restaurants, you know, if you're a fast food restaurant, you're going to see as high as 85% of your traffic coming from mobile, because as you would expect, people are out and about, they're hungry, they want to find a restaurant near me, and they're going to search and hopefully find your restaurant that way. One of the things that I always recommend to people to do is, given the trend of more and more web traffic moving to mobile, is design your website for mobile first and then design the desktop site. And traditionally, web designers have done it the other way around. Now, it's not necessarily true in every industry. Certainly, if you're a restaurant, you want to design mobile first. If you're selling mortgages, that's something that's going to be more on the desktop side, you know, because it's something that's complex. You know, one of my tips is always to design for mobile first and then worry about desktop second, because it's all going in that direction. We live in the age of mobile, but mobile's only going to get bigger and bigger as time goes on.
It's amazing. Something that started out as just a tool to connect people is now connecting business. It's connecting things as well. Sounds like very useful things. This isn't trendy. You know, all the examples that you just shared are very useful as well. So that's really exciting about this platform. One more question. Someone wants to learn more. And you mentioned that I had a copy of your book, and I appreciate that. Hey, where can they find your book?
You can also go on my promotional website for the book, relevanceraisesresponse.com. You can go on Amazon and purchase it, or Kindle, or any other fine online book retailer.
Bob, it's been a pleasure having you today on WVU Marketing Communications Today. And I appreciate it, everyone listening. Anything else to add?
No, just thank you very much for having me here. Love the university, and anything I can do to be associated with it, I'm very excited about.
Excellent. We appreciate your time. Make it a positive and productive day, everyone. Thank you again.
You've been listening to another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today, the only show that sits at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practice.